Today's share in the Dear Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Omer Aleph. We're finishing off in Mirtz Hashem Simen Tof Reish Pehei in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, which will conclude the Shiurim on the Seder Arba Parshios before we really start with Hilchos Megillah and Hilchos Purim. So we had left off, we had read Siv Dalad yesterday, and we still have one Mishnah Berurah to do, Siv Katan Yud Gimel. Just remind ourselves, we're talking about the different configurations of the calendar and the Dalad Parshos. So Siv Katan Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, says that we read in the Parsha of HaChodesh Ad Tochlu Matzos. Now, Kishachor Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Shabbos itself, Shavuos Hu Parshas HaChodesh, the Parshas HaChodesh comes out of Rosh Chodesh, so then similar to when Shkolim comes out on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Maftirin Parshas HaChodesh, V'lo HaShemayim Kisi, the Haftorah is for the special one of the Dalad Parshos, both by Shkolim and by Parshas HaChodesh, and not the special Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh, which is a Shemayim Kisi. It is brought down by the Taz in the name of the Levush. Umotziim shloshes svarim, you take out three sifrei Torah. Be'achod korim parshas shavua, the first one you read parshas shavua, six aliyos at a minimum, and you read all seven of the aliyos, you combine shishi and shvi. Umenichin ashniya, then you put the second one by it. Ve'enom in kaddish, after the first sefer Torah you don't say kaddish, you then do hagba on the first sefer Torah, might be in a rishona v'golon, you put that one away. You do Hagbun Galila on it. Uposchin Hashniya, then you open up the second Sefer Torah. You'll have to wait till the first Sefer Torah is completely put away, meaning the Galila has been done and somebody's holding the Sefer Torah. And then you can start reading from the second Sefer Torah, which is, of course, going to be about Rosh Chodesh. Poskin Hashniya v'korim v'parshas Rosh Chodesh. Uv'yom HaShabbos Avinisko. You read V'yom HaShabbos and Rosh Chodeshechem until the end of that paragraph. Then, Umenichan HaShlishis, you put the third Sefer Torah next to the second Sefer Torah, and now you say the Chatzi Kaddish, V'yomim Kaddish, and then, Umagbin, at that point in time, you do Hagba on the second one, Hashniya v'golit, and you wrap that one up, you do Hagba Galila, and somebody finishes doing that, and somebody holds it, and now, Poskin HaShlishis, you open up the third Sefer Torah, V'korim L'mapti, V'parshas Chodesh, read from Parshas Bo, Parshas HaChodesh in the third Sefer Torah. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar HaSomach L'Nisim B'Sochim Yashua. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is not on Shabbos like we started off, it's during the weekday, so then, Vafil Barish Shabbos, even if it's on Friday, so Makdimin Likros Parshas Shkolim B'Shabbos Shilfonov. So then, Shkolim is going to be the week before that. U'mafsikim B'Shniyah, and then there'll be nothing on the second Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos after Shkolim, because it's not yet the Shabbos before Purim, so you don't read Zorcha yet. And this way, you want to make sure that Zohar is read right before Purim. So in the situation where Shkolim is before Rosh Chodesh Adar, so then you're going to have Rosh Chodesh Adar, you're going to have a free Shabbos. That free Shabbos, you don't have a special one of the Dalad Parshos. And then the following week will be the Shabbos before Purim. That's when you read Zohar. If Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos, so in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have Shushan Purim on Shabbos, so you might have thought that then, in that situation, maybe you read Zohar that Shabbos. No, Makdim in Likros Parsha Zohar B'Shabbos Shilofonim. Even though in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Shushan Purim on Shabbos, nevertheless, everybody reads Zohar the week before. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Hayomim Sheroi Likboa Bohen Rosh Chodesh Adar. This is the possible combinations that we've discussed in yesterday's shir. And a little bit in today's shir, the days of the week that Rosh Chodesh Adar can come out on, it's Zayin Beis Dalet Vav, the mnemonic Zavdu. Come out on Shabbos, come out on Monday, come out on Wednesday, and it can come out on Friday. The other days of the week, Aleph on Sunday, on Gimel on Tuesday, and on Hay on Thursday, Rosh Chodesh Adar can never come out on those days. And now, we can have an outline of all the possible break Shabbos. You're going to always have one Shabbos that's void of none of the Arba Parshios because of the way the calendar is set up. And the simon for this, L'Shabbos Hosav Soka, which Shabbos has the break Shabbos? So if it's Zayin, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, so then Tezvav of the month of Adar will be the break Shabbos. That's the mnemonic Zatu. If Beis is Rosh Chodesh Adar on Monday, so then Vav will be the break Shabbos. And that's Zatu Bu. Then if Rosh Chodesh is on Dalet, if it's on a Wednesday, so then the break of the Shabbos will be when Shabbos comes out on Dalet. That's Dad. And finally, if Rosh Chodesh is on Vav, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on a Friday, so then you're actually going to have two break Shabboses. You're going to have Beis. The next day, obviously, is going to be a break because you just had Shkolim the week before, so you don't have Zohar yet. And you're also going to have Yud Vav, which is, of course, the 16th day of the month, what we normally call Tezayin, and that's the rest of the mnemonic. Klomer, and now the Mechaber is going to explain what I just told you. Klomer, Kishachol Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos Mafsikim B'Chamisha Asobo B'Simen Zatu. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, so then the break Shabbos is going to be Tezvav Adar. Ukshicho b'yom sheni, if Rosh Chodesh is on a Monday, so mafsikim b'vav, then it's the break Shabbos is going to be vav adar, bo. And the simon bo, and that's the simon, is bu, or bo. Ukshicho b'yom revi, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Wednesday, so mafsikim b'dalet, so then the break Shabbos will be on dalet, and that's the simon, the bo, the dalet bo, the simon dot. Ukshicho b'yom shishi, as we said, when Friday is Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have two break Shabbos, mafsikim b'shtei Shabbosos, Beis, the next day, and also Bo, the Yudvav Bo, and also on the 16th day of the month, and that simon is Ubuyo. So this is the mnemonic, very easy to remember. If you understand it all, this actually makes very, very good, easy sense. Okay, now we go to the final sif in this beautiful simon, Zayin. Chava writes, Yesh Omrim, there are those that say that Parsha Zohar u Parsha Parah Aduma chayavim likrosom midoraisa. This is brought down from Tosos and Brachos, that the opinion of Tosos is that both Parsha Zohar and the Parsha Parah Aduma, Parsha Parah, are chayuvim on a doraisa level to read them. And therefore, lufikach, b'nei ha'yishuvim, Shein lehem minyan, those people who live in the suburbs, in the small sticks, so they don't have a minyan on a regular basis. So tzrichim lavo lemakum sheyesh minyan b'shabbos asalolo. Even though they don't normally have a minyan on Shabbos, and onus rachmana patri, here they should go and specifically try to get to a bigger city that they should be able to daven with a minyan on these Shabbos, because the kriya is daraisa. K'dei lishmo parshus elu shein midaraisa. However, the Ramah says, if it's impossible for them to come, so at least he brings down that if you can't go to a minyan, at least try to read them with the trup and with the proper nusach. And this is Motzah Kosev. This an opinion that was, so to say, found. This is the opinion that they found, and this is what the Ramah says is the custom. Now, let's go through the Mishnah Berurah over here, and then a lot of the Dershu footnotes. So Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yudalad tells us, Dechsiv, why is it Parsha Zohar Doraisa? Dechsiv, Pasuk says, Zohar, Eitz Asher Asol, Lecho Amalek, but there we'll say something that's right. That's V'chulei. So therefore, B'gamrinim, B'gamorah, D'hai Zohar, Hainu Bamira, Mitocha Sefer, Dafka, that you must go and read this specifically from a Sefer Torah. Below Dai, it's not enough. B'meshi Kov, Zebelibo, that you just say it by heart in your mind. You have to actually say it, and you have to say it from a Sefer Torah. And therefore, Kain Sarah HaKore, therefore the one who's laning has to have in mind L'chavi L'hotzi Kol HaShomim, to intention that he's going to be Motzi, all the people listening. V'gam HaShomim, the people listening, Tzrichim L'chavi L'hotzi, they have to have in mind that they're going to be Yotzei this mitzvah. Now, a lot of Dershu footnotes over here. Dershu footnote 19 says, since there is this opinion that says it's daraisa, so the Shari Ephraim brings down yesh ledaktik lehotzi a sefer Torah sheyoser muchsoch bikashrus miduyok umuga. Since this is a daraisa, you want to do it with the best sefer Torah that you have. So you take out the one that is most correct, the one that's most beautiful, and the one that's most accurate. Skip a paragraph, and we'll go, v'im nimtza tos b'sefer Torah, v'em sekriyas ha-maftir, shal arba parashos. If you find a mistake in the sefer Torah while you're reading the maftir, so we learned in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, shekivon sheba arba parashos uchadome, ha-maftir ulechovas hayom. In this situation, the maftir is not just an extra aliyah like it is on a regular Shabbos, but it's part of the fundamental obligation for that day, so then tzarech lotzi sefer Torah achir likrobo. You'd have to go bring out another sefer Torah. As opposed to a regular maftir, if you'd find a mistake in it, so then you wouldn't have to go bring out necessarily another Sefer Torah. The issue foot number 20 brings down, V'kivin sha'ola l'torah tzorach likro mitocha sefer, the one who's getting the aliyah has to read from the sefer, so he brings down from the Shaar HaTzion, sha'av sh'no'agim l'hokil l'halos l'torah v'il l'ni she'eino yocha likro im ha'bal korei mila b'mila mitocha k'sav, even though we normally allow a person to get the aliyah, even if he can't read along with the chazan, for Parshas Zohar and for Parshas Parah, where the chiv is midaraisa, so one should certainly be calling up to get that aliyah, somebody who could read along with the chasid. And Rav Nissen Carlos Asal brings down, Shagam kisha'ola kori imashaliach tzibor, ein zenechshav kikore yochid ela kikore imatzibor. He's not called like he's reading by himself, he's called reading with the tzibor, because kivan shikore yachad imashaliach tzibor, since he's reading with the guy that's laning, shikulam shomim imenu, everybody's listening to that person, v'gamunich lalimam, and he's also listening to him as well. Chaim Kanievsky Shlit adds, Shavadai Yotzi Midei Chovosim Midin Shomei Kone. Everybody listening in the shul is Yotze with the principle of Shomei Kone by listening, and it's as if they said it. The Einam Tzrichim Likro in a Bal Kore, and they do not have to read along with a Bal Kore to be Yotze. Nu Vim Avru V'Koru L'Torah Adam She'eni Yochol Likro in Bal Kore. What happens if they thought the person was able to read along with a Bal Kore, but he can't? So Rav Nissen Carlos Zatzal says, Shichavin Bal Kore Letzeis Mirichoso Leos Echot Mea Olam. So then he should have in mind that he's getting the aliyah, the Bal Kore, and therefore he should be listening to the bracha and be yotzei with that bracha as if he was the one actually getting the aliyah. Deuteronomy 21 brings down, Ulagavi Hashamea Birchas Amazon Mi Acher, Vyotzi Dechov Mishmiyosa. If you're listening to Betchik for somebody else and you're Yotzi in that fashion, so we learned in Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Shashin Omevin is Birchas Amazon, Shinemer Boloshikosh, even though you don't understand it, nevertheless you can be Yotze and you can rely upon this as well. And Rapidkos Scheinberg Zatzal says, Rakish Omevin is a Indian, Shomer Amotzio. As long as you understand that this is benching. Likewise, Linen Kriyas Parsha Zocher. So Rabinisan Karlitz Zatzal. And Lahavdu B'chaim Chaim, B'chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, Shashomea Kriya Zohar, Yotze Dechova, Gamim Loibin is called Mim. He doesn't understand all the words. As long as he gets the gist of it, he knows that we're talking about wiping out a Malik, so then that is adequate. Finally, Deir Shifu number 22 brings down, Yesh Chavi Lotze is Gamim Dechova Sabrochos Shalom Ola Latorah. When you're intending to be Yotze with Parsha Zohar, you also have to intend to be Yotze with the Brochos. So the Stipe Lagon Zatzal brings down, Shemayolam Lol Nogul Hakbi Kokach. That we're not makbid that you must go and do that. And the Shevet Alevi Zatzal adds, Rav Ozner, She'ein HaBrochos Trichos Kavonim Yuchedesh Shel Zechiri. You don't need that to be included in the parish of Zohar. However, Ela Shekivim Shel Harbe Deos Kriya Zubi Deraisa Yesh Lo Siv Kavonim. You should try to be Yotze with that and listen to those Brochos and be Yotze with them as well. Now, going to Mishnah Berurah, according to Tosfos, where he says, Uparshas Parah Aduma is also Daraisa according to this opinion of Tosos. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Harbi Achronim, Kostush Uparshas Ainam Daraisa. Many hold that this is not the Daraisa. As you see, Deir Shifut number 23, where it's brought down in the Bir Agra, the Pri Chodosh, Shari Ephraim, the Parshas Parah is only in the Midrabban. However, Kosef Shemistav Shigam Ledaitim, even according to these opinions, Ein Mekilim Kriyosa Eshara Kulosh, the Kilu Bishara Parishas of Varasham. Nevertheless, we still treat it more stringently, even though it may not be Doraisa, but we don't take upon ourselves to use some of the kulos that we might use in other situations. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues. It says, Ein El and Simon Samach, Sivkot and Yud, Mishnah Berurah, the Afilu B'mitzvah the Rabbanon, Gam Kintzorich L'chavi, and Lotzeis Yidei HaMitzvah. Even if it's only quoted the Rabbanon, you still have to have in mind to be Yotze. The Baal Krowe should have in mind to be Motzi you, and you should have in mind to be Yotze. Now we continue. Mishnah Berurah of Kotten to Zion tells us, if a person doesn't have a minion in this town, she should go to another place that has a minion for these parshos. Hainu, Afilu, Yesh lo Sefer Torah Beveso, even if he has a Sefer Torah in his own house. Elish ain't lo, minion Beveso, but he doesn't have a minion. Afilu, nomar, the minion la parsha Zohar, whom in the Rabbanon be Alma, that this is only a mitzvah of the Rabbanon to go read parsha Zohar in a stibor. Nevertheless, Akoponim, Iko Kriya Zohar, Hu Daraisa, since the Iker mitzvah is to read it mid Daraisa, you should ideally read it with a minion. Dishavu number 27 brings down, if they're not going to have a minion by Shachris, but they will have a minion Friday night, so he brings down from Chaim Ozer Grzegorsky Zatzal, Shiku Parsha Zohar, Belel Shabbos below Brocha, then read it on Friday night without a Brocha, Kadesh Olavatel is Parsha Zohar Lagamri, so you shouldn't get rid of Parsha Zohar entirely. Dishavu foot number 24 brings down, if a person is sick, are you allowed to bring them the Sefer Torah? So Nechluku Bekacha Poskim Mutter. There are those that say yes and those that say no. However, Parsha Zohar, and possibly for Parshas Parah, Yesh Lahok was there. Then you can do so. By Miyesh Lavarech al Kriyazu, should you go make a bracha on this laning? You have a minion, obviously. We're talking about bringing a Sefer Torah to a sick person and have a minion there. So Rav Nissen Karlitz and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Lahavdil Mechaim L'Chaim, says, Shigam im haminyan hanimtzei machole kvar shomu es kriyas Parshas Shavu, even if they already heard the laning and now they're going there just to help make the minion, Yecholim Lavarech al Kriyaz Zohar Levadu. You could make a bracha on Parshas Zohar. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal. However, Rav Yashiv disagrees. He says, "Raki miyeshon lepachu shivu anoshim shadayin lo shomu sakriya yochel varach." Only if you have at least seven people that didn't hear the laning, then you can make the bracha. Otherwise, you can't. Tishah B'Av 25 brings down that the Chavetz Chaim, before he built his yeshiva, so he would daven in a private person's house, along with the Talmid of the yeshiva, until they built the yeshiva. But he said, for Parsha Zohar, he would go to the Beis Medrash to go and specifically hear it there. Kivin Shekriya Zohar, L'daso V'poskim, is a Midaraisa, and there's a Hidda Mitzvah, L'krosa, Berov Am, the Beis Medrash. So then he would go and go there. Dishavu number 26 brings down a big machlokis, whether women are obligated in Parsha Zohar or not, Ayin Shom, and the ramification of that is, can you go bring a Sefer Torah just for women, even if there's 10 women there, to go and listen to Parsha Zohar in that situation, Ayin Shom, the rest of this footnote. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "V'nei b'trumas hadash and kosa d'shmias kriyas Parsha Zohar b'asara, listening to Parsha Zohar with a minion, od if yosef mi'mikra megillah b'tzibur." It's even more important than listening to the Megillah with the tzibur. Shemikra megillah, that's what we're posing sagi b'zman b'yochid. If you're listening to Megillah at the right time on your dalit, so then you can lead it by yourself and you'd be yotzei. Ba'al kein, if you can't do both, you can't go for Parsha Zohar to a minyan and have the Megillah with a minyan. You're lekayim kriyas Parsha Zohar, but see, but more important to hear Parsha Zohar with a minyan and not then have the Megillah with a minyan if that's not possible. Avol Mogen Avraham Mitzadi the Tov Yosef Shavol Amokum Shakor Megillah Betzibur. Mogen Avraham disagrees and says it's better to hear the Megillah with the minyan than Parsha Zohar. And he says with Parsha Zohar Yotzei Al Pi Adchak B'Meshi Yishama Akriya B'Purim Parshas Vayavu Amalek, because B'Diavit you can be Yotzei by listening to the 9 Pesukim of Vayavu Amalek, the laying that we do Purim morning, that could satisfy the requirement of B'Diavit of Parsha Zohar. The Bezenami Zohar Ma'aseh Amalek, because in this laning you also remember Ma'aseh Amalek, the Yotzei Dechavosi, you can fulfill your obligation. Rosa Loma the Yotzei Mi Deraisa, and you fulfill this on a Deraisa level. Vinei Lamai Dekaimalon Elbasim and Samach the Mitzvah Suchas Kavona. Either we said previously Mitzvah Suchas Kavona. So in this situation, Yetzorach Beis Shmias Parsha Zohar, when you're listening on Purim morning to the laning, Lachavi Lotzes Bezen Mitzvah Zeshel Zohar. You should have that in mind, the Yotzei the Mitzvah Zohar, by listening to that laning. Avol Elnias Dati, Chofetz Chaim says he disagrees. Iko Dino Shalom Mogin Avraham Tzorach Iyun. The whole basis of this din that the Mogin Avraham says is preferable to hear the Megillah with the Minyan and your Yotzei Zohar. Listening to Laning, says Doch Siba Torah Zohar Eis Asher Asol Lecham Lake Begomer Asher Korach Vaderech Vayizanei Becha Begomer. So Timcha Begomer. Those are the nusach that you have to hear. You have to remember what Amalek did to us. And we have to tell it over to our children, to the future generations, and say, Kach also lanu ha-rosha. This is what this Rosha Amalek did. And as a result, we're obligated to wipe him out. Because of Ramban, like the Ramban says. And none of that is in the laning of Purim morning in Parshas Bishalach, the 9 Pesukim that deal with Vayavu Amalek. So the Mishnah Berurah is left with Tzorach Iyun on this idea of the Mogen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yudzayin says, "Mikomokim Yizaru Likrosam." One should be very careful to read them, even if you don't have a minyan. V'yahad Likrosem Mitocha Sefer. Ideally, you should read it from a Sefer Torah. The Chanal B'Sivkon Yudalit, as we already explained earlier. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yuches. He says you have to read it B'Neginosam over time. You should read it with a trop. Da. Mishnah Berurah says, there is an opinion that says you read the pasuk Zecher Amalek. So we know the two different ways to read it. So you read Zecher first, and then you read Zecher afterwards. How do you do that? You repeat the whole pasuk, or just repeat a few words? So Akein, the Mishnah Berurah says, so we read both in order to be Yotzei. We read first Zecher, and then we read Zecher. The issue of footnote number 31 brings down from Moshe Feinstein's that Sal in the Igros Moshe, She'eino tzarech lachzor akol pasuk. You don't read the whole pasuk twice. Ela, yochol lachzor rak ala kateya as zecher amolek. You just repeat as zecher amolek. Some say, timche as zecher amolek, as zecher amolek. And you don't read over the entire parsha. Now, Roshechta Shlita brought down in the name of the Adares that this idea that once you read it, and you completed the pasuk, you're a Yotzei. So how does it help you to go read it again, Zecher? You're already Yotzei. So the same idea, he says, on the last pasuk of the Megillah, when there's a minhag that many people read the entire last pasuk of the Megillah out loud, so Shech Tashlita says that the Baal Kori should read it first, and not the other way that we normally let the people read it first, because when the Baal Kori reads it first, and then everybody's Yotzei reading it from the klaf, as opposed to if all the people reading it first, they're already Yotzei. So then B'di'evet, they're only Yotzei, the Megillah, on the Rabbanim, because they read the last pasuk from a Chumash. If they're reading the last pasuk from a klaf, no problem. But if they're reading it from a pasuk, so then from a Chumash, so then that last pasuk is only a B'di'evet way to be Yotzei, and therefore he says the Chazan should read the last pasuk first, based upon the same idea. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, "Cause of Amriel, it brings down the name of the Amriel. Bechol arba parshios, ein maskir neshamos. On these special four parshios, we don't do kel male, ein maskir neshamos. V'yomrim tzutz, but we do say tzutz. Tzutz is tzidkoscha tzedek, and the tzutz is the kitzur of the Rashi table. So the three psukim, tzidkoscha, tzidkoscha, and tzidkoscha, that we say by mincha at the conclusion of the Chazar Sashatz, right before we say the Kaddish Tiskabel. And he brings down for the name of Dagum and Rava. So Be'el Yerabba says, "B'shem Agos Maimonios." The Yesh Lomar Bohem Avrachim. We do say Avrachim all these days. However, the Rakimosh, the Ramah, it brings down B'shem Amaril. Mashu the Ainu Mim Bohem Avrachim. We don't say Avrachim. V'chein Hetik with Derech Chaim, and this is the opinion also of Derech Chaim. Olinin Tainus Shol Shovim Tat. There are those that would fast every Thursday during the parshos of Shovim, which is Shmos Va'era, Bo B'Shalach, Yisro, and Mishpatim. And then in a leap year like this year, Tas is Truma and Tetzava. He says, for this series of fasts, I'm in the Ber Hetev Shari Tshuva, and there it's brought down in the Ber Hetev that this is a skula for Inyan of Avon Keri, which one can look in the Ber Heitev at the very end for this discussion. And with this, we conclude this beautiful siman and today's shir.